Where my class at?
Oh, shit. And with that, our first podcast begins, folks. Good evening. I'm your host, Slim Jim, with my fellow partners, Blue Rhino and Mighty Mix.
What's shit. Up?
It's Mickey. Mickey and Mickey.
You can call yourself whatever the fuck you want. It just has to revolve around Mighty Mix or some sort of that shit. So what's been happening in your lives, folks? Tell me what's been going on.
Man, I want to hear Mickey talk.
Mickey?
Yeah.
Mighty Mix, nigga.
Oh, wow. You just
Mister, said... Mr. Mighty Mix to you.
All right, Mr. Mighty Mix.
Sir Mix.
Tell us about the bunch of girls you've been having.
Yeah, man.
Nah, I'll leave that story for later.
Oh, shit.
Oh, you got something like big and epic in store for us?
Hell yeah. I got you. You know I got you.
As big as your hands?
Bigger.
Oh, snap. Big enough to eclipse the fucking sun?
Bigger.
The most lame-ass bigger I've ever heard. All right. Now, with me, I've been chill. Just college, work, and video games afterwards. Video games. What about you, Mickey?
Shit, I'm always on that Call of Duty ball. playing that Search and Destroy? What? You guys got to challenge me? Let's go. Any day of the week, boy. Any day of the week.
How many times have I beaten you already?
You have not beat me yet.
No?
No.
No? All right, whatever.
Okay. Next time you're online. Next time you're online.
All right.
I'll beat your ass. I'll beat your ass. One-on-one. Let's go. Rust. Let's go, bitch.
Oh, shit. All right.
Damn. All right. I'm just going to let the listeners know right now that out of this entire group, I am the only one that's not Call of Duty savvy. So I don't know nothing about that game or nothing about it. These two do, though.
I'm pretty sure you know what a gun is, though.
No shit. Migs. Okay, Marcelo told me a story about how one day your entire crew, I Like Cheese, was ragging on this little 12-year-old kid, right?
Wait, what 12-year-old kid? What are you talking about?
All right, let me finish. Like one day, wait, all you guys were like, making insults to this little 12-year-old kid's mom, right?
Oh, now you remember, bitch. Wait, now you remember.
Hold up. And that, there's this, like, this big moment of silence, like, for a minute. And Miguel comes out of nowhere and says, your mama's gonna sell yourself on the corner tonight. And that it was such a fucking nuke. That everyone was too shocked to say anything for a long ass time. I'm just bringing this up because I want to hear you say that. Marcelo's imitation cannot do it justice.
It wasn't that big of a silence. Like 3 or 4 seconds. Nothing much.
Dude, there was nobody fucking talking. And out of the blue, you just come and drop that shit on all of us.
I was like, oh, bro, your mom's going to be in the corner tonight. Nah, but you were all laughing and shit.
Nah, man, but that was after, like, we all felt sorry for the kid.
He didn't take it serious.
That's what you think.
He never takes anything serious. He's always playing around.
How the fuck do you know? You can't see what the kid's fucking reaction is over fucking TV.
Has he ever messaged you back again?
Sniper, yeah.
When?
All the time.
Whatever. All right.
What? In moment of silence, like nobody got nothing to say or something.
No. You just set yourself up for a really big Darth Vader bit right there.
I'll just put on some beats so we can start on.
Who the fuck here is excited for Super Street Fighter 4?
That game's whack.
Fuck you, Miguel. You don't. Do you even play Street Fighter?
I played Street Fighter 4. That shit sucked. That shit was like too. It was too.
No, 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 wait. Give me reasons why Street Fighter 4 sucks. Because you always see these fucking kids going, "Oh, Street Fighter 4 ruined the series," but they don't give any reasons.
It was too slow paced. Like, have you played Tekken before? That shit was faster.
No, Tekken is slow paced. I hated that shit.
Yeah, but it's faster than Street Fighter 4. Way faster.
Your mileage may vary on that, man, because Tekken felt like I was moving through molasses. Street Fighter 4, you know, I'll give you that it's not as quick paced as, like, maybe the other games in the series, especially Third Strike. You ever played that one?
Nah, I never played that one.
All I'm waiting for Street Fighter is just to play my brother Slim Jim.
Yeah, well, you're going to have to wait a bit for that, because I already told you what's going on. Don't have money to order fucking Street Fighter or a PS3 or nothing.
Even if I do,
I have to wait like 6 weeks after I order it to come here.
God damn.
When does that game come out? When does it come out?
April 27th, fool.
Oh, damn, it's in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
DJ, bro. DJ. It's all about DJ.
Fuck you, man. DJ, it's all about the Mighty Bison with that psycho power.
Nah, get out of here. It's all about that Hadouken.
Oh, my God. No. 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 Fuck you, Miguel. Fuck. It's a show of clones.
It's all about that Hadouken pawnage, nigga.
Bitch, only cowards use Hadouken. You didn't listen to that song I was playing just now? Gigaton Punch? Fireballs are for cowards, man.
Man, DJ and Dawson. That's it.
I don't like DJ because he's a guile sort of character. You have to hold back to throw projectiles and shit, and I hate that.
Ah.
DJ's voice in Super Street Fighter 4 is going to be banging, though. Like, you got all these fucking weeaboos always going, "Oh, the Japanese voices are better." Fuck no, man. Like, you listen to DJ's Jap voice and then you listen to his English voice, there's no contest.
I'm not that big. Well, whatever.
What?
Nothing.
Oh, you're gonna go all weeaboo on me?
Nah, it's okay.
What are you gonna say, man?
I don't know, man. I kinda like better the Jap voices.
For DJ or for all of them?
For all of them.
Shut the fuck up, Miguel. For all of them?
Yeah.
No way. No. Have you heard Sagat's voice in English?
In English, no.
No?
No.
Well, look, man, you listen to the Jap voice and then you listen to the English voice. No, I don't give a fuck what the Japanese voices say. Sagat sounds like a typical rough bad guy. But Sagat has got this big, black, deep-ass voice. Like, whenever he wins a match in the English voice, it's like, "They call me the king for a reason." Like,
they call me the king for a reason.
No. You made Sagat sound like a creeper, man. No, but Balrog's voice, man. That shit, too. Balrog sounds like, I don't know. I don't like his voice in Japanese and English. That's like, you know that you're going to get a fistful of, "I'm going to beat you the fuck up" in his English voice, man. Oh, let me guess. Neither of you heard it either. Fuck you guys.
Man, which was the first Street Fighter game you played?
Number two? Yeah. Street Fighter 2.
What about you, Miguel?
I can't really remember the name, but it was one on the Game Boy Advance.
That was the first Street Fighter you played?
On the cut? No, not the Advance. On the color, Game Boy Color. But it was pretty good.
The fuck are you smoking, man? There was no Street Fighter on the Game Boy Color.
No, on the Advance, Game Boy Advance.
Yeah, the one Game Boy Advance was a port of Street Fighter Alpha 3.
I'm not really sure the name of it, but I know it was really good.
And the first one I ever played was Street Fighter 2 on the SNES.
Same boat as me, basically, but you know, for a game that popular, like, you see all the magazines going, this is the game that invented the street, the fighting game genre and shit. And it did, but, you know, when you go back and play it in these times, it's not as great as people make it out to be, because the fighting is, I don't know, it feels really rigid and shit. And the control detection is a little shaky, as far as I'm concerned, especially with the fucking grappler types like T-Hawk and Zangief and shit.
Oh, shit. There we go. Alright. Yo, Paul, you took all your games from over here, right? When you moved to Costa Rica?
Yeah.
What'd you be playing?
I gave some of them away, though, that I didn't like or totally hated.
Which ones?
Gave away Devil May Cry, Kingdom Hearts, God of War, and Jack.
Wait. Calm your ass down. You gave away God of War. What the fuck is wrong with you?
God of War.
Y'all stop sucking Kratos' dick, okay? All you fucking listeners that fucking love God of War need to get off Kratos' dick and wipe away that fucking Greek jizz. Alright? Cause that game sucked. At least the first one. I don't know about the second one. Second one started off pretty good, but then again, as far as I can tell, all three God of War start off with a bang. You know what I'm saying? First one has the fight against the Hydra. Second one has you fighting, what is it, the Colossus of Rhodes. And the third one has this fight on, what's her face, Gaia. You know, but if you're going to start a game at that intensity, you need to maintain that level of intensity, you know, or either that or you have to better that sense of excitement. You know, you can't just start off with a showpiece and then just let the game sort of flounder about for the rest of the time. You know, I haven't played the other two enough. I played a little bit or two, like I already said, but I played the first one enough to know that it was fucking at best mediocre. I don't care how bloody it was, how it innovated the hack and slash genre. It was just a load of repetitive, trite crap.
Nah, dude. I mean,
that's all you gotta say?
Well, I never played the first one, so I can't tell you about that. But the second one never got boring for me. It was always boom after boom after boom. Explosion after explosion after explosion.
then I might give that one a shot, but I don't know. The first one, you know, it was just a sense of, when's this shit gonna end, you know? It was just.
Would you give the third one a try?
Well, from those little bits that you told me about, the fight with Hades.
Oh, the fight with Hades. It's awesome.
And the fight with Zeus. You know, that bit where Kratos beats the ever-loving shit out of Zeus until the screen turns red. I'll give you that was genius, all right? But, you know, because you're literally beating the shit out of this motherfucker that you hate who's fucked up your life until you're seeing nothing but red. That's just genius, but I don't know. Oh, you need another beat?
Yep.
Well, you don't like that one? That one's the shit, man.
That's ending, dumbass.
Oh, wait, let's see. Hook you up with some Outkast now.
What have you been playing lately, Paul?
Yo, but before you guys move on, you know, I'm the one that's doing most of the talking, but you guys just don't say shit. You gotta continue this shit, man.
Alright, I'll play.
No, I kind of got an idea of what Marcel thinks about God of War. Boom after boom after boom after boom. But Mix, all you got to say is, nah.
look,
you know,
the boss fights are crazy.
Mickey, did you like, from the three God of War games for home consoles, which one did you like the most?
From the three?
Wait, did you play all three of them?
Nah, I only played two and three.
Oh shit, same as me.
Yeah.
Tools. Oh my god, bro. Everyone I know is just like, two and three. No one's played the first one. I feel like such a dumbass. Wait, but you guys, But you guys can agree that the rest of those games I gave away were pure fucking garbage, right? Cause those three games everyone has a hard on for.
What other games? Final Fantasy what?
No, not Final Fantasy. I gave away four games. God of War, the first one. Kingdom Hearts, the first one. Jak and Daxter, the first one. And Devil May Cry 3.
Yeah, oh, you did good. Nah. What are you going to stand that for? Devil May Cry?
Devil May Cry 3 is really, really good. I played it on the PS.
Why? No. See, here's the thing, man. You go on the internet and everyone's like, this game is really good. Or this game is really bad. Like, you got all these kids hating on Street Fighter 4. It wasn't like horrible, man. But was Devil May Cry 3 good?
I don't know. I kind of like hack and slash games. I don't know. Not everyone is gonna like it, but that's what I like.
I like that. All right. Well, whatever, man. Like, for starters, the main thing that turned me off from Devil May Cry 3 was the protagonist. Because that was my introduction into the whole fucking Devil May Cry series. And as of this speaking, it's the only game in the Devil May Cry series that I've played. But the fucking main character, Dante, is such a fucking jackass. That I can't stand playing as a guy that I hate. You know what I'm saying? Looks like this party's getting kind of crazy. Get the fuck out of here, man. What are you, a frat boy? Shit. You know, and the thing is that in the cutscenes, you see Dante do all this crazy fucking shit. He runs down a building and shit. He busts out all these fucking Matrix moves and shit. But in the gameplay, Dante runs like a klutz, like he's fucking James, what's his face from Silent Hill 2. The fucking moves are not like quick and snappy, you know. I remember that I would get my ass kicked for, you know, accidentally pulling out this move that charges straight in front of you. You know, if you're gonna make a hack and slash game, at least make it, you know, make the controls like easy or bearable or something. You know, Devil May Cry had all this extra shit that you were not gonna get unless you were one of these fucking geeks that just spend their time inside the house smelling like old meat, eating pizza, and don't even know what a girl looks like.
Damn, dude.
Well, I mean, I'm serious. The only games that actually merit that sort of dedication will be fighting games. But a hack and slash game? I want to go in there and hack and slash, not spend hours and hours just trying to master this shit.
What about Pokemon?
Which Pokemon?
Pokemon?
Man, I didn't give a fuck about learning all the extra shit in Pokemon. When I was a kid, bullshit. I just went in it.
Bullshit.
No. Let me finish, motherfucker. When I was a kid, I didn't give a fuck about learning the extra shit. I just went in. I played hours and hours, but not to learn the extra shit. I just went in and caught whatever Pokemon I liked. Level grinded until I could beat everyone.
What extra shit?
All the glitches and shit?
Oh, but that's for...
No, not the glitches. I'm talking about, like, that shit that tourney players look into, like, each Pokemon's, you know, different speed, power levels, and that shit.
Oh, yeah. I heard about it, like, a few weeks ago, I heard about it. It's called EV Skills, something like that.
Yes, that.
You know about that, right? It's like...
Yeah, I read about it.
Fucking crazy, bro. It's a fucking kids game, and you put this hitting skills and everything?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know, man. It's targeted towards, like, 8 to 15-year-old kids, and they're putting all this, crazy
extra shit that, you know, people in their 20s would pay attention to. Most people in their 20s who played Pokemon as a kid probably don't give a shit about the series anymore. Do you still give a shit about the series? Be honest.
I don't.
Like, I'm referring to, like, because you and me, we get nostalgic about the old shit that we used to play, and we'll talk about, you know, what Pokemon did you like and shit. But neither of us, I think, give a shit about the new stuff. Like,
the new stuff sucks. I'll tell you that.
Because I used to play Sapphire. Sapphire was really good. But then after Sapphire, they milked the series, in my opinion.
Milked it until it was a hollow carcass of its former self.
Like, which one was the last one that came out? Diamond and Pearl or something like that?
Heart Gold, Soul Silver.
But those are just like remakes of Gold and Silver, which was the last shit that I played. But yeah, for me, like the latest new one, Diamond and Pearl and Platinum, yeah. I guess.
They do the same thing every couple years.
But now you got a Pokemon Walker.
Oh, that's just...
What the fuck is that? I'm gonna be called a noob by everyone listening, but I have no idea what a Poker Walker is.
It's something you take with you, how many steps you take, and it affects your game in the Game Boy.
Doesn't it level up your character or something?
No, it only gives you like training points, something like that, that you can like catch new Pokemon or get new items and shit.
Yeah, it's like a little device. It's like red and white. Like a
little
Pokeball.
Tamagotchis.
Yeah, like, yeah, exactly like that, yeah.
Pretty much a Pokeball. But, yeah.
It just counts your steps.
So what's the point?
Exactly. Like, everyone I know who's bought Heart Gold and Soul Silver, they're like, Pokewalker, man! I'm a transfer whore! But I have no... I don't know. Yo, all these beats that I'm giving you from this underrated ass album by Outkast, man. Like fans of real fans of the group know that this is one of their best. But you know, most people just know Miss Jackson and B.O.B. and shit. They gotta listen to this shit. AT Aliens. Do you ever listen to that shit, Mix?
No. I never really listened to that.
Doug Outkast?
The only tracks I've heard from Outkast is Miss Jackson and Roses.
The only one I've heard of?
They smell like poo-poo! You gotta admit, that's a pretty sick song.
What, Roses?
Yeah.
Yeah, I used to sing that shit junior year in my chorus class. Like, everyone would be quiet and I'd start singing the lyrics. It was fucking amazing.
Yo, Mix, what have you been listening to, bro?
Eminem, Lupe, Cudi, and a lot of type of people, but not just rap, you know. A little bit of hip-hop, pop.
Oh, my God! No, you just touched one of my shirt buttons right now. That's it. Fuck.
Dude, hip-hop and rap are not the same thing. Like, just
really now? Please explain. My good friend, please explain to me how they are different. I'm all ears.
Hip-hop is, from my opinion, it's a catchy beat.
Okay, then.
It's a catchy beat. And then just rap is lyrics, or real rap, because Lil Wayne cannot rap. It's all garbage.
Thank you. At least all we can garbage. Agree on that. But you gotta make no wait. You gotta make you used to like it when I used to sing a Millie in PE class. You remember that shit, Mix?
Yeah. All of his songs have catchy beats, but like those lyrics,
they don't. Weezy's songs just like little twiddly synthesizer shits.
Yo, Mix. Mix. Bro. When you want to listen to hip hop, who do you listen to?
I don't really listen to hip hop.
Alright, bro.
Here's the thing, man. Most of the shit that I got, people call it like real hip hop. You know what I'm saying? I got Got Public Enemy, De La Soul, fucking Outkast, Run DMC. Wu-Tang, you know, you can call it rap or hip hop. It's not going to matter. All right. But you can't say that these albums that I got are just hip hop because they're catchy. All right. Especially Public Enemy, because it's all about the lyrics with them. Lyrics and the music. It's all a coherent whole, man. You know, real fucking rap or hip hop or whatever you want to call it is not just about one or the other. It's about both. The rapper joining with the music to make this, yeah, I don't even know how to explain it, but you feel what I'm saying?
I feel
you. Yeah, I got you.
I like it when you call me Big Pop, Pop.
Look, I got,
Why is Paul so, like, so quiet now?
No, because when you said that, I was like analyzing that. I was like, where is that from? Oh, Biggie.
Migs, all you listen to is Eminem then?
No.
Eminem, Cudi, and Lupe. That's it, right?
Look, I got Jay-Z. I got...
Jay-Z's boring as fuck, man. That guy is all about the lyrics. His music can go suck a dick.
His old songs are pretty good.
That shit's boring as fuck.
His old songs are pretty good.
I only like Lost Ones.
Which one?
Lost One. Wait. Yeah, Lost One.
Spodeody Dopealicious.
What the fuck?
That's the name of the instrumental I'm about to hook you up with.
Alright.
Listen to this shit, man. First time I heard it. Oh my god. Oh shit. Man, we were talking about something before we got to music, and I was like...
Damn, what is that?
Yo, it sounds choppy as hell on this end.
Yeah.
Weird. Alright.
Just listen to it. Listen to it. But anyway, I don't think I ever entirely wrapped up my rant about Pokemon, but fine.
Man, I used to love Pokemon. All the way up to Ruby.
Wait, all the way up to what?
Wait, hold
Ruby.
Fix the sound chop, right?
Yeah. Just pause it.
What happened?
You sound choppy as hell, son.
Alright, let us take a little break. Fix this thing.
Wish we were recording.
Oh, boy.
Alright, let's start it.
And we're back, folks. I hope you enjoyed those wonderful commercials. Buy some of their delicious products.
You do know it's not going to sound like that. It's just going to sound like... We went quiet for like half a second, and then we just went into this.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck. Within that half a second, they just heard like a million commercials, okay?
All right.
Dude, what do you guys think about GameStop? What are your opinions on
GameStop? What the fuck do you mean, what do I think about GameStop? It's a fucking store where you buy fucking shit. What am I supposed to think about it?
No, I'm just saying, because...
I think most of the people that worked in those stores in Miami were total douchebags. That's what I think.
Yeah, it can be annoying as fuck.
I just moved to Miami and shit, and to the United States. But, like, did you guys ever have...
You didn't just move.
Whatever, bro. Did you guys ever had at least more than one fucking video game store? All that you guys have is fucking GameStop.
Yeah, just
EA Games.
It's okay. The same
no,
shit.
No, what the fuck? EB Games, that's it.
Yeah,
it's the EB same shit.
Yeah, it's the same.
But you want to talk about like different game stores? Well, what the fuck you mean?
You never had anything else than GameStop? It was always only GameStop.
Like a game store or something. He's,
yeah.
He's trying to say. Like, if it's not GameStop, then Best Buy or something.
Yeah, like pretty much.
Walmart or something.
Wow, so it's always been only GameStop?
For me, kinda, yeah.
It was just EB Games at Dolphin Mall, but that's about it.
Yeah.
That sucks.
But what the fuck? What the fuck?
What?
Somebody just posted this fucking... Oh my god, I don't... This bitch is gonna get his ass banned from Facebook, son.
What happened?
He just posted, like, this uncensored picture of a fucking erect penis on Facebook. Like, this huge ass shit. You know what it's like for me to just sign in, and then I see this giant fucking cock? I'm like, what the fuck? What the fuck?
Link.
I don't want to link to that.
You gotta be a fucking... You gotta be messed up in the head if you really want me to link you to that.
No, I was just kidding.
Whatever, this dude has problems anyway, man. You weren't kidding, huh? Oh, sure. But yeah, what were you saying about Pokemon before you went all choppy and shit?
That I loved it, man. It was my life before.
Yeah, but everyone loved it when they were a kid. Right, Miguel? You loved it when you were a kid.
Hell yeah. I remember I used to take my Game Boy to school.
Man, I used to know the Pokerot.
Everyone did.
I used to know the Pokerot.
The Pokerot? Fuck.
Everyone knew the Pokerot, man.
Dude.
Well, not everyone, but I did. But
the Pokemon cards, they weren't that big. Like, they kind of were, but, like, compared to Yu-Gi-Oh, it kind of sucked.
Yeah, but I don't know. I never got into any of that other fucking card collection shit, like Yu-Gi-Oh or Digimon or fucking Monster Rancher. Nobody gives a shit about Monster Rancher anyway. But it's like all that shit. Number one, it was stupid because you were trying to play this series about people who fight with cards. You were trying to make it serious? No fucking way. I know what I'm saying.
When you think about it, that's pussy. Who would fight with cards, yeah.
Was any of you into Digimon?
Huh? I was into Digimon.
You never liked it?
I think I watched a couple episodes, but I didn't really get into the...
Yeah, I tried to give some of those episodes a shot when I was a kid, and I was just like, this is such a ripoff of fucking Pokemon.
Man, I remember everybody went crazy because it was like, they talk! They talk!
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like, when I heard it, and they were talking, I'm like, what the fuck is this shit, man? But, you know, it's like back then, you could... Well, I mean, I really doubt that in third grade you would be promiscuous enough to be trying hitting on bitches. But if you were, you know, you could have hit on them by just going, hey, babe, I got myself a level 50 Butterfree. You want to check it out? You know what I'm saying? And they'll be on your D like that.
But making Pokemon, if they made the Pokemon talk, that would be...
Dude, have you seen the new Pokemon? Have you seen them?
What, you mean like the episodes or the new, like in the games, the Pokemon themselves?
No, the new episodes.
Oh, hell no.
No, but I don't mean have you watched them. Have you seen them, like a little bit on the TV, you know?
No.
So you don't know how they look right now?
No, I don't really.
Wait.
I could Google it.
You know, like the look of the show itself?
Yeah.
No, what's so changed radically about it?
Wait for it.
Magmar! I told you I know that shit.
How's the new series called?
I don't know, dude.
I don't know anything about the Pokemon series, man. Pokemon Galactic Battle. As a series, it's stupid. Okay.
Dude, Pokemon Galactic Battle.
Oh wow, that sounds nice. That sounds really nice.
Galactic Battle, motherfucker. It's like a mix of Pokemon with Power Rangers.
Get out of here, man. You can't be serious.
I'm serious, though.
Like, Ash is teamed up with or what?
Dude, look at that shit.
Alright.
Ash teams up with everyone.
I'm afraid I'm gonna lose some brain cells looking at it, but alright. Pokemon Galactic Battle Episode 47, the battle finale of Legend, Part 2.
Wait, aren't those supposed to be like the legendary Pokemons or something?
Yeah, the new legendary Pokemon. Dude, they look so weird. Hey, I
thought you had good taste. The humans?
All of it, like... The Pokemon, the new Pokemon, and the...
What I'm gonna tell you is that the new Pokemon... I don't know, maybe it's just because it's this nostalgia filter that because we grew up since the first generation that these new ones look lame as fuck. But yeah. I don't know what it is about these new Pokemon that's like... They're all so pointy and I don't know, so boring looking. It's like the sort of shit that you'd imagine a 12-year-old would draw. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Have you like what are the names of some of these Pokemons? Cause...
Which was the game before? Wait, let's stop talking about Pokemon like for real.
Why?
I don't know, bro. It gets me frustrated.
Why? You hate seeing the state that your precious series is in.
Yeah, bro, have you seen before Soul Silver and Heart Gold, the Pokemon, the Pokemon games that they released? The first Pokemons you could choose from were like a little bird, a blue bird, a green turtle, and, the fire Pokemon was like a snail or something like that.
Wait.
When I say blue bird.
Wasn't it a monkey?
A monkey, that shit.
Yeah, it was a monkey.
Dude, like, for real, a fire monkey. Like, a monkey and fire, for real? Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, you know, at least the first generation had, like, a fucking, like, fire-breathing lizard. That's some gangster shit right
there.
Bro.
And,
you
like...
You whips out that Charizard, you shit your pants, motherfucker. This other dude whips out a fucking... Mean ass looking fire monkey, you're gonna be like, eh, I don't know.
And the blue bird, you know which was his last evolution?
Which one?
Emperor Penguin.
A fucking penguin, dawg. A fucking penguin. And that shit wasn't even big.
Yeah, but you know, penguins can be mean though. You don't wanna fuck with an emperor penguin, man.
Dude, whatever, man.
All I'm saying, yeah. It's a stupid design for a Pokemon, man. I'm just saying in real life, yeah, you better
penguins
watch
are
your
gay,
back. Was that?
Penguins are gay. Have you seen the video of those two penguins being gay together?
Nah, link it up.
There's a video of two penguins that leave their partners, their female partners, and they like, and they steal an egg. And they raise it between themselves. Two wow. Male penguins. And they like give little kisses to each other and everything, like, whoa.
Damn, that sounds hardcore. Hardcore penguin sex. But yeah. God damn it, I was gonna say something and you guys totally ruined my train of thought. Fuck, what was I gonna say? Fuck, yes, now I remember. The legendaries. You know that in the latest game they put out this dude named Arceus, right?
No.
Arceus?
Yeah, Arceus, like this, the god Pokemon, the creator of the universe and everything.
Are you serious?
Yes. But, you know, he's one of those annoying types that you can't actually catch in the game. Like, you gotta go to some event or some shit. And I fucking hate that shit. Like, what? You know, just put them on the game, but make them like hard to find. No one is gonna go to fucking events just to get a fucking Pokemon unless they're that desperate. But anyway, you know, after they make this god Pokemon, what are they gonna do next?
What was his name though?
I just said, man, Arceus.
Arceus?
Yes.
Wasn't it Deoxys? Deoxys?
No, Deoxys. I can't believe I know this. Deoxys was this virus Martian Pokemon from Ruby and Sapphire.
This guy, wow.
What was so funny about that, bitch?
It's like, damn, I just bring up a random name and you tell me everything. Fucking dictionary. Nah, encyclopedia.
You mean Pokedex.
Nah, I'm not a Pokedex, bitch, alright? I don't know every single Pokemon. I don't give a shit about any of the ones from Ruby and Sapphire or Diamond and Pearl.
Do you know Smoogle? You know about...
Who?
Smurgle.
Smurgle.
That dude was from Gold and Silver.
Alright, see, you know him.
Wait, Smurgle. Fuck, who the fuck? Fuck! Was he pink?
No, he was white.
Legendary?
Oh, the dude with the paintbrush tail! Oh my god, yeah, that one.
The what?
I spent hours looking for that, man.
The who?
No, not the Who, man. That's a band. I'm talking about Smeargle, the fucking Pokemon with the paintbrush tail, and his only attack was Sketch, which would copy any move in the game.
What about Santu?
You already know that that's one of my favorite Pokemon of all time.
See what I mean? Wow. Like, you know every fucking Pokemon.
No, I don't, bitch! And that's not how you spell it. It's X-A-T-U.
How the fuck did I spell it?
X-A-N-T-U.
Oh, nice. It's without the N?
Yeah.
See what I mean? A fucking Pokedex, bro. You don't even know.
Bro, shut the fuck up. You're just naming every single Pokemon from the Gold and Silver generation, which I do know everything about. I just told you, if I was a real Pokedex, I would be able to name all 400 kajillion Pokemon, and I don't.
Bajillion?
Yeah, bajillion.
That's a new one.
Yeah, but there's so many, you know, it's ridiculous. I already told you I don't give a shit about any of them past Gold and Silver.
Alright.
Oh shit, my voice is... Damn, when I get worked up, I get worked up. But yeah, what was I gonna say? You guys keep fucking derailing me, man. You guys must be a pain on the ass. You guys must be a pain in the ass on forums. fucking derailing topics all the time and shit.
Hell yeah. Fanboy. number one fanboy right here.
What the fuck?
I'll defend the PS3 to the end.
Miguel, I thought you
had... We got resident PS3 fanboy here, folks.
PS3 fanboy number one right there.
Mix, I thought you had an Xbox.
Then
you're not a fucking fanboy if you want a fucking Xbox, you dumbass.
Like, I prefer the
PS3. All the PS3 fanboys are gonna be like, Master, you betrayed us!
No, man, like, you know Mick is a fanboy when he starts typing Xbox on chats. The way he types it?
Who?
You?
How do I type Xbox? Let me see this.
Fagbox.
I didn't even say that.
Oh, that's mature. Oh shit. You know what alright, I'm just gonna end the Pokemon discussion right now. You guys know what the next Pokemon games are gonna be called, right? Like, they're not remakes.
I know, bro.
Black and white.
Yeah.
Black and white?
That shit was just like
the first thing that
straight punch across the face.
The first thing that came into my mind was Michael Jackson singing that song with Macaulay Culkin.
What the fuck?
Black and White.
Never heard it.
The rock song with Michael Jackson.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And the video was, like, in black and white, too.
No, it wasn't, motherfucker. What the fuck?
Dude.
Look, I'm not a big fan of Michael Jackson, and I'm not going to pretend to be even after his death, all right? You had all these fucking people. Like, I remember on Facebook, everyone was like, rest in peace, Michael Jackson. You were such a great contribution to music. I'm like, you motherfuckers use MJ as a fucking butt monkey for all your jokes. Shut the fuck up. You know, only shit I know from MJ is Bad, Billie Jean, and Beat It. And that's it.
Michael was in the baby booty business. I don't care whatever, what people say, bro. He was in that business. And everybody knows it. If they deny it now, it's because he's dead.
Yeah. Pretty much.
All right, then.
Yeah, that's the end of the Pokemon shit.
You
start talking about the pokes from Gold and Silver and Red and Blue. I just go into nerd mode, man. And yeah.
All right, Mitch. What have you been playing, Doc?
Call of Duty.
Not just Call of Duty. BioShock 1 and 2. I played it. It was like
what are you playing? BioShock 1 and 2?
BioShock.
Oh. Yeah. All right.
You guys should play that game. It's pretty dope.
Oh, Mick says it's dope. No. You say a lot of shit is dope and it just ain't. I'm sorry. A lot of the jams you listen to do not meet my standards of dopeness, good sir.
Okay. What's your definition?
Of dopeness?
Yeah.
It's not something that you can put into words, man. You just feel it, okay? Those links that you send me to those songs, I don't feel it, man.
Forget it, bye.
Othello, who are you talking to?
In la casa.
This guy ignoring us, talking to someone else.
No, todavía no bajan tu pista. Nadie te llama. No, tampoco. No.
You gotta edit that shit out.
Okay, bye. Nah, bye. Yo!
What's up, dude?
What were you guys laughing at?
We're laughing at you.
What if...
Who are you talking to? Who are you talking to?
Never mind. So... Did Mix already said what he was playing?
Yeah, Mix. Look, don't ever ask Marcelo who he's talking to or what his business is, because he won't tell you. That's one thing that I learned.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, Paul. What have you been playing?
What have I been playing? Been playing Killer 7 again.
Oh, again?
Again.
Okay. Back the fuck up, because it's not like it's the only shit that I play, alright? But the thing is that usually when I talk to people, I enjoy recommending to them games that they might not otherwise have heard of. Because, you know, most people that I know just play popular bullshit pumped out of the assholes of the fucking gaming companies. Like this God of War bullshit, right? But no one's heard of Killer 7. Nobody, right? I've told Blue Rhino about Killer 7, told this other chick about it, then all this talking about it makes me go like, maybe I should give it a spin again. So about a week ago, I fired it up, just as good as the first time I played it. I mean, it's like, It's like a David Lynch movie, you know? It doesn't matter if you know what's going to happen, because you do. First time you play it, that's it. You know the entire story. And there's a lot of games that once you know the story, it doesn't fucking matter. But with this game, you can play it. I'm on my, like, fifth time playing it, and it's just like the story is just... It just keeps revealing these different little details, new colors, man. Because you're never going to understand it. And I highly doubt that Suda51 himself is ever going to give, like, this full-blown explanation of what the fucking game is about. Because you can play through it, and you're just not going to get shit. But, you know, I hate playing games just for the story, but I'll make an exception to Killer7 because the story... is like a fucking adrenaline rush, like the first time that you wrote the fucking Hulk. And I know that shit was crazy for you because you told me so.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what the story is like. And you can probably guess as much from those cutscenes that I sent you.
Like yeah. More
with Andre Almeida. We're talking about guys who beat up four times a day. But these kids won't stand for illusions anymore. No, sir. They won't be tricked anymore. Oh my God. I'm coming. I'm coming. Yeah! Woo! See, I told you this is real.
And that was Paul, by the way, not the fucking cutscene.
Was that?
Nothing.
Now, what'd you say?
Nothing.
Fuck you, bro. Repeat what you said. I'm sick of you doing that.
I said, Wow. All right. So, that's all you've been playing?
That and the usual Street Fighter, although I don't know why I'm playing it anymore, seeing as how I ain't going to get the new Street Fighter for at least a few months.
Damn. And therefore...
Therefore... What do you mean, therefore?
You know what I mean.
Nope. No, sir, I don't.
I think you're just making this up because you're scared.
Scared of...
Scared?
What the fuck are you talking about, man?
You know I'm going to beat you.
In what?
In Street Fighter? Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here, man. No way.
You know it's going to happen. No way. You know what's gonna happen.
It's not gonna fucking happen, man. Fuck you. You don't know how fucking beast my Mighty Bison is. Your fucking little DJ and his little faggoty ass smiling fucking little bitch ass self can't stand a fucking chance against my psycho power. Shut the fuck up. What are you gonna say, Marcel, huh? What are you gonna say to that?
I still think you're scared.
I ain't scared of you, man.
Prove it.
Shut the fuck up, Miguel. This ain't none of your business. Stay the fuck out of my business. You don't know what the fuck you're talking about. You know what, man? That's it. Like, when I get Street Fighter, all these other kids that I told I was gonna play can fucking wait. Cause I promise you, first shit I'm gonna do is I'm gonna sign on and I'm gonna give you such an ass whooping. With that psycho power, I'm gonna psycho butt rape you until DJ bleeds out his fucking happy ass butthole. You little bitch. Cocksucking. Oh my God. I can't even get it out. All I can think of is anguish.
Anguish.
Then I'll have to let you win the first one.
I'm gonna let you win the first one, man.
Just so you don't explode, I'm gonna let you win the first one. I'm saying. No.
Dude, relax. Okay? Because this ain't fucking Smash Bros, all right? This is Street Fighter. You're in my fucking ballpark now.
Oh.
Right. All right. And what have I been playing?
Nobody gives a shit.
God of War 3? God of War 3. I'm trying to get the Platinum Trophy.
Well, that shit's impossible. Beat that game.
Have you gotten it, Mickey?
No, you crazy. It's
I only need to pass it on Titan mode, but that shit's crazy.
That's all you need?
Yeah, I already got all the trophies. I just need the Titan mode thing. But that's too fucking hard, man. It's like two shots, and I'm dead. That's it.
How far have you gone?
I haven't passed the first scene. Like, the first part.
Like, you still haven't.
It's kind of like the tutorial, you know, that you're in Gaia's head. Yeah. I can't pass it because the first water monster kills me close.
What's his face?
Poseidon.
Yeah, Poseidon.
Kills me in two fucking blows.
You gotta dodge. That's what a lot of people don't do. When they play God of War, all they do is just X square circle, X square circle, X square circle. But you got dodge.
I think that's if Paul is like right on something about that game is that whenever you put it on the most extreme difficulty, you can see everything that's wrong with the game design. Because that game's broken if you put it in Titan mode. That's my opinion, at least.
What happened to Jim? Where is he?
Is he there?
I don't know.
Seething in rage.
Oh, wow. Please.
Fuck you, Blue Rhino. Fuck you. Fuck you, Blue Rhino, Marcelo. Whatever the fuck you want to call yourself. Hate it when people step up and they don't know what the fuck they're talking about. You don't know who you're fucking with, all right? Shut up, all right? When it comes to Street Fighter, that's my shit, all right? All right, dude. That's my shit. Mighty Bison, M. Bison, my motherfucking shit. That's me. I don't know. Oh, my God.
All right, guys, dude.
Okay.
Dude, you won. You won, all right?
I won.
I played you and I lost. All right?
No. No, no, no,
yes.
No, no.
Yes,
the punishment.
Yes, motherfucker. Now, chill. All right?
I'm done. All right? But you have not won, and neither have I, anyway. Yeah. Thankfully, both of you guys realize the shittiness of God of War on the hard modes. I dare both of you to try to play God of War 1 on God mode, the hardest mode. And fight Ares, the final boss.
Gotta work. That's two, isn't it?
No, man.
Oh, Ares is one.
Yeah, but there's this bit in the final boss. Hold on, there's this bit in the final boss fight where Ares sends Kratos to like this different realm, and he has to fight a bunch of Kratos clones. And that's not so bad. What is bad is that you have to fucking protect his fucking family that he killed, right? This family that I just don't give a shit about. And you have to hug them to give them health, right? Like, whenever they get hurt, Kratos gives them a hug.
What is that?
I'm serious, man. Like the Kratos clones don't give a fuck about Kratos. They just try to kill the family, right? And the most annoying thing is that they just stand there in the middle and they don't do shit for themselves, right? They get hurt. They, oh, Kratos, help me! Right? But you know, and then Kratos has to give them a hug, give them health, keep them from dying. And it's the screaming is annoying enough, but the thing is that it's so hard to keep up with all the fucking Kratoses. With the battle system that you have, when the Kratos clones can kill the family in like five consecutive hits, and you in just as many hits, you know what I'm saying? To beat them, you have to repeat this move combination that's like light attack, and then heavy attack, where you launch them into the air, and you just have to keep repeating that. But it's so fucking hard to maintain. Especially for like the 10 minutes that the fight lasts. It's the most annoying shit. I can't even begin to explain. Fuck.
Well, that...
But that's not the most annoying thing about God of War. The most annoying thing is that God of War 1 attempts to portray Kratos in a humanistic sort of manner, you know what I'm saying? Like, we're supposed to sympathize with this dude in the first game. And if you just watched the cutscenes, it would work. You know, aside from the shittily animated blood, that shit looks like gelatin, right? But the thing is that in the cutscenes, Kratos is this sorry-ass tragic figure. But the thing is that in the gameplay, I can't sympathize with the dude because his way of dealing with the fucking tragedy beat the ever-loving shit out of everyone in your path. What sort of fucking logic is that? You know what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck if it's Greek mythology. You know, in any case, in Greek mythology, the gods were bigger assholes than Kratos anyway. I forgot who it was that ate their fucking kids.
Zeus. No. That wasn't Titan. That was,
Kronos.
Kronos, yeah.
Does he do that in God of War 3?
Yeah.
He eats the kids?
Yeah.
Whatever, man. The point is that the gods portrayed, like, not even half as bad as they were in the fucking stories. But that sort of story gameplay dissonance doesn't suit me well.
The worst thing that happens in God of War 3, in God of War 3, for me, is that they kill Hephaestus, bro.
They killed him. It happened, Sam, anyway, man.
They killed the best character of the whole fucking story, Hephaestus.
You mean like the story in just God of War, the whole Greek mythology?
And the whole fucking... all that shit, man. Greek mythology, like all that shit. Hephaestus was a man, bro.
He was lame. Threw him off the mountain.
It's like when I was in English class and the teacher started like reading the description for everybody, description for every fucking god.
And say her name, bro. It doesn't fucking matter.
I don't even remember her name. Like I blocked
Ms.
it up.
Miss Mahan.
Dude, you know that it sounds kind of like Dookie in Spanish, right? In Spanish, Dookie is Mojón. But whatever. Oh, whatever. The bitch...
Yeah, I wish I had the paper with me right now, bro, because the way she read it...
The bitch starts reading it, bro. Come on, you say it.
I don't even remember the entire line, but it was something like Hephaestus
was the ugliest.
Wait, Hephaestus was the ugliest. Was he one of Zeus's kids?
Yeah.
Hephaestus was the ugliest of Zeus's sons, and he was lame. So they threw him off a mountain.
And like, there's different stories of how he was thrown out of the mountain. Like,
the point is that he was thrown off because he was lame. Like, can you imagine that shit? Your wife gives birth to a son. Come look. Oh, shit. You better throw that off the mountain.
And then, like, he finally gets a wife, Aphrodite. And the bitch starts, like, having sex with Ares instead. You remember that?
Ares! Ares!
That's crazy, man.
Oh man. Damn, I have good memories, good times. I feel like an old man talking about this shit. You remember the time that bitch Mahan asked us to make a drawing of this fucking book by this lady Amy Tan. I forgot what it was.
Yeah.
God's wife.
Yeah. And you drew...
She asked us to make an illustration, and I drew, like, this, like, graffiti shit. Like fucking,
you drew DCD with the cornrows and everything.
Yeah, and I turned it in, and I'm like, that's my Chinese dragon or something like that. I turned it in. I just didn't give a fuck about anything at that point in the school year. I don't remember if I got a D or an F.
Did you
I think I got
that?
A D.
D for
trying.
Yo, remember that we used to fight over the one book she had there?
Of
Cause neither of us bought God? Yeah, neither of us bought no, we didn't bought the Odyssey.
Yeah, that's right.
So she only had one book for students and like we used to fight over it.
Nah, it was just like to see who would go and get it first. Whenever you got it, I would just give you this dirty ass, like I'll be like, you bitch. You fucking bitch. Fuck you.
Oh, man. And there was Miss Autumn, too. She was such a sweetheart.
Shut the fuck up, man.
I never had that teacher. Like
Miss Autumn?
She was a Jabba the Hutt looking bitch. Jabba the Hutt, if she was from Kentucky.
Didn't she add a picture of George Bush in the next to her?
Yes, bro. How am I supposed to be nice to a teacher with fucking George Bush on the fucking board, man? How the fuck does that work out? Every morning, I had to go... First class in the morning, I had to go and sit and look at George W. Bush's ugly fucking monkey face. The fuck is that shit?
But you know who's my favorite teacher of them all?
Who?
Miss
Dickinson.
Dickinson.
Yeah.
Wonderful people! Get in your spots! We're gonna do the Russian twist! 20! Ready? Begin! Start over, Marcelo! Saturday school! You hit your little fucking face. Those Saturday schools! Okay, three, and at that point when she said three, you got your ass up and fucked
up. What a bitch, bro.
Remember Andy? Andy used to like talk trash about her and then.
I know.
Sasquatch!
He would sit, like he was the one that screamed all that shit like Sasquatch!
Like in her face, you know what I'm saying? Like you'd be right there. But Migs, I don't know if you were there, but you remember this time we're in the old cafeteria? Yeah. Miss Dickinson asked us to like put away the fucking balls or something, and Andy throws one at Miss Dickinson, and she goes, Marcelo!
What a bitch, dog.
A giant! Fucking Andy.
She was like,
I wonder if he's gonna listen to this shit.
Nah. She doesn't have time for that. Time for that nonsense.
Fuck you mean nonsense. What I think is gospel, motherfucker.
Alright. Let's move to the tunes. What have you guys been watching?
Miguel, you start.
The Office. That show's
pretty good. That's what...
No, you want to know something? I thought The Office sucked. I watched the version with them. Yeah.
Are you serious? No,
you set yourself up right there.
But bitch.
Which version?
Which version? I don't think it was the British one. It was the one with this dude, Steve Carell.
Dude! And you hated that version?
It was fucking boring, man. What the fuck is so great about the show?
Wow.
No, come on, tell me.
It's just fucking funny, bro. It's like, it just tickles me.
It tickles
you? You like when Steve Carell tickles you, bro?
Yes, bitch.
You like it when he crawls up your leg?
All right, we get it, bitch.
Whoa, you don't get it, motherfucker. You don't get it until I think you get it. I only watched, I think two episodes, but I just sat there with such a bored fucking look on my face, man. It was just, nah.
What do you watch?
What do I watch?
Yeah, what do you watch?
Alright, I don't watch anything on the tube here, cause everything's in Spanish, alright? Except for my, Late Show with Craig Ferguson. You know, I'm lucky I get that channel. But other than that, all the fucking cartoons and shit like Futurama and The Simpsons got Spanish dubs. And it's the funniest shit ever in Spanish. Homer's got like this Krusty the Clown sounding voice and shit. But whatever. Right now. All right. Well, I could describe to you the sort of shit that I enjoy watching. You know, like the style of cartoons I like, but we'll save that for another time. Right now, I've just like spent 2 weeks or so just watching the entire series of Cowboy Bebop on YouTube.
Yeah.
Wait. Shut the fuck up, Mix. I hate anime with a seething rage, right? That not even the gods on Mount Olympus can fathom. Because I think anime is oversaturating the drawing styles today. You know what I'm saying? I don't even know how to describe it, but it's like everywhere you look, anime. And it triggers this thing in people where they think that everything that comes out of Japan is golden. Partially because no American animated shit can do serious stuff. They think that only Japan can do serious stuff, but that's bullshit because I know America can do serious shit too. And I just hate the choppy ass, pointy fucking style they got, because it's like in anime, there are a bunch of cliche, you know, scenes and facial expressions, but Cowboy Bebop is like the only fucking anime that I've been able to stomach and enjoy it with the other fucking cartoons that I love, man. Cause that's like you're watching this high strung detective flick or some shit, man. Like a Western. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I got you.
I'll tell you guys what I think about it, but first I want to hear what Marcelo thinks about it, because he just started watching that, like, what, last night? The night before?
Yeah, I started watching Cowboy Bebop, and that shit's banging, bro.
Right, like, I know it's banging. That's, like, the obvious.
It's different to other animes. Like, there's no other anime that I've watched that's anything like Cowboy Bebop.
But what makes it different?
First of all, I love the music. Then I love the mood that the fucking anime has, bro. It's all like this, I don't know, this tense.
It doesn't take itself seriously, right?
Yeah, like that. It's kind of like.
It's serious, it's, you know what I'm saying?
It's serious, but it takes it chill.
Exactly. It takes it, like, in the first episode when you meet Spike. You know that Spike himself is like the representative of what the entire anime is like.
Yeah.
Like this laid back, chill ex-hood, that's what the entire fucking show is like. It's kind of like these other animes where, were you gonna say something?
No.
It's not like these other animes cause one thing I don't like about anime is that you can't watch it like in the middle. You know what I'm saying? Like you have to watch it from the beginning.
Yeah.
To get it. You know, like there's this overarching story and shit. And Cowboy Bebop, you know what, it helps if you watch it from the beginning. But it helps. I lost my train of thought.
What?
Well, lower it for a minute.
Alright.
The thing about Cowboy Bebop is that each episode is like a separate happening within itself. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There is some fucking little anime freaks that you know they read about how awesome Cowboy Bebop is, and then when they watch it, they think it's like the most overrated shit ever. I don't think so. I think it deserves all the hype it gets. One thing they criticize it for is that the episodes are just like self-centered occurrences, like not necessarily connected to any of the other episodes. That's what I fucking like about it. You know what I'm saying? Why does a show have to have like this overarching story all the time? You know what I'm saying?
I dig it.
No, that's like one thing that, if anything, that proves the writer's skills in Cowboy Bebop to tell this incredibly juicy, heart-pumping story within the 20 minutes that it has. Beginning and bam, that's it. And it's all there. You know what I'm saying? That takes skill. Hold on a minute.
Are you still there?
Yeah, yeah. Just, I gotta take care of something.
I'll put it in the pasta.